The Comptijas, Volume 4, you will find Swamiji wrote Pau Hari Baba. And one day a cobra entered the cave and somebody said that he must be killed by cobra. But after some time he came out and said, what is it? Did not snake bite you? Well, no, 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 if a messenger came from my beloved. I did not do any harm to the cobra, why cobra will do harm to me? Then another time a thief entered his room and he has little belongings, they put a bundle and the thief was about to leave, at that time he got up. So thief left the bundle and ran and Pau Hari Baba took the bundle and followed him. And then the thief was exhausted and fell down. Then Pau Hari Baba said, please don't hand over me to the police. He said, no, 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 no. All my belongings to you, for the reason I was running, to give everything to you. Then the thief left everything and became a monk and went to Rishikesh. And Swami Abhedananda met him. And Swamiji used to sleep in a lemon grove and I was there to take some pictures. His stomach was very bad. And he was thinking that I should take initiation from Pau Hari Baba. 21 nights Sri Ramakrishna appeared before him. It is in that there is a poem in Bengali, English translation is there. Gai Geet Shonate Tomai, a song I sing to thee. That is the name of the poem. Chalo chalo aki shivare tumi dandai. I see your glossy, watery eyes in front of my head, Master. Then he thought, perhaps it is not the will of the Master that I should take initiation from Pau Hari Baba. He did. It was not Thakur's will. Then he found that Pau Hari Baba wants to know from him. He came to know him and instead he wanted to know from him. You will find a letter he wrote to Pramodadas Mitra in Banaras. Til tulsi diye eshorir ami thakur ke diye diyechi. I handed over this body to Ramakrishna with til, sesame seed, tulsi. That is the way you offer.
What is the significance of the til and tulsi?
It is an offering that I am taking the bhav. Sometimes when you take a bhav, you take a myrobalan and Ganges water.
Oh.
It's called Shankalpo. So he says, I did the Shankalpo in Ramakrishna. This body I am giving to him.
Oh.
I shall not go to anybody.
Oh. Any.
Complete dedication. Then I had the desire to write. Because that Gagan Chandra Ghosh, I think, he was the commissioner, he was the devotee of Pau Hari Baba. He wrote a book in Hindi. So I was trying to collect that book and I want to translate it. Because based on that book, Swamiji gave that lecture, Pau Hari Baba. Few incidents are there. Then I went to his descendants, his brother, when he found that disease came to his body, he gave up his body in the funeral pyre. He set the Homo Kundo and sat there and killed himself in 1898. You will find in Swamiji's book notes of some wanderings in the Himalayas by Sisha Nivedita. In that book, Swamiji said, shh, the great yogi gave up his body. So I went to his home and I asked his attendants, his descendants, I like to have a copy of that Hindi book. I do not know much Hindi, but I can take help and I can write. But I could not collect the book. Then I found his handwriting is so beautiful, like photograph. Come here, come inside. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't sit here, come inside. Mm-hmm. The cushion is there, you can see.
I have it. Thank you.
So, what happened? I saw those manuscripts. Many bundles after bundles, manuscript. So I said, I'd like to give some money. So I gave $1,000. And I said, please buy an iron shelf, iron almirah, so that we, you know, weatherproof, silver germ, all this, we should not destroy this handwriting manuscript. So beautiful handwriting, with color. Some blue, some red, and some black. So they bought some steel bookshelf and it covered. So that was my Ghazipur. Three times, I do not know. If you go there, you can feel something.
Yes, ma'am.
The Ganges is a little distance. And some monks from Vasishtha Guha, he wrote a long article on that Pauvari Baba. In 1960s, I think, in the Prabhudvarta I came. So I knew that one Swami, I forgot his name, he was in Vasishtha Guha. Anyhow, tell me, what shall I talk about? Well, I told Nandini Paras, we can talk about, I gave 15 lectures. Ramakrishna's instructions to his disciples. Of course, this book I worked. So I thought perhaps that way we can start something which will be very interesting for you. Ramakrishna's instructions. You see, ordinary guru, and Ramakrishna, Christ, Buddha, Krishna, they are different kind of guru. They are avatar. So avatar's spiritual instructions are special and very valuable. At that time there was no tape recorder, there is no audio, video, anything like that. So he gave instructions to the disciples. I am giving now class on the Bhagavatam. Look, Arjuna was Krishna's cousin, friend and disciple. Uddhava was Krishna's cousin, friend and disciple. The first message of Krishna, we find Bhagavad Gita, that he gave to Arjuna. And the last message he gave to Uddhava. So we really want to know what these avatars taught to their disciples. So I wanted to do some research. Do you know who gave me this idea? Swamiji. In Belur Math rule book, that is not goes to the outside, Swamiji mentioned that what kind of instructions Sri Ramakrishna gave to each disciple should be recorded and should be preserved in the monastery. But it was not done. It was not done. And the disciples, told sometimes, or some recorded also, very few, what Sri Ramakrishna taught them. And those things were scattered all over Ramakrishna Vivekananda Charitra. By God's grace, I had the access of these magazines, especially Udbodhan magazines, from 1899 up to this, all volumes I have. And these magazines are the treasure trove. So I did research and collected many valuable things are there. So some years ago, a desire came to put reminiscences of all the direct disciples. Brahmananda, Premananda, Sharadananda, Turiyananda, Subodhananda, Akhandananda, Holy Mother, A.M., all these reminiscences we published in Udbodhan. One of our devotees for publication, each book gave $2,000 so that it will be subsidized. People can get these books in a cheaper price, you know. All are in Bengali. Then, in 1986, when I went to India, in 1 year I worked on a book, Ramakrishna as I saw him. I collected 41 reminiscences. Relatives and the disciples, devotees and admirers, the Brahmos. If you see Ramakrishna as I saw him, three sections are there. Recently, three editions are gone. The next edition, two editions gone, third edition is going. What happened? I found five more reminiscences. Two I created, Subodhananda and Yogananda. And three, two I got Ramendra Sundar Bhakti Tirtha and Narayan Chandra Ghosh. And fourth, Trilokyanath Dev, a Brahmo. These five reminiscences I collected and I translated. It came in the Prabuddha Bharata. Now it will go in this book. There will be 48 reminiscences. I think so far you can see there is no more first-hand information about Ramakrishna available that you will find in Ramakrishna as I saw him. So, Lord, Ramakrishna taught us. Ramakrishna taught us. The Master told us this. Those things, the first-hand information is very vital. And how Thakur taught them? Let me give an example, you will understand. When Swami Akhandananda came, "Hey, do you pray?" "No." "Do you know how to pray?" "No." "Look how to pray." He was a teenage boy, 18 years old. And Ramakrishna at that time, 48, 49, Sri Ramakrishna died at the age of 51. So he saw this 48, 49 years old man lay down on the floor, on his stomach, like your baby, and throwing two hands and two feet. Ramakrishna was lying this and rubbing his face and crying and throwing two feet up and two hands down in this way. He was rubbing like this and this 18 years old boy, he was watching. He was a middle-aged old man. Ramakrishna is on the cement floor, throwing his two hands and two feet and rubbing his face and crying and weeping and wailing and praying to the mother. And this boy was watching. This is to pray. You see, that scene, it penetrated inside. All through his life, he will remember how the Master shook his hands and feet and cry for mother. Then go to the mother's temple and pray. Came back. Did you pray? Yes. When you pray, tears came from which corner of your eyes? Just see, it is Ramakrishna. Which corner of your eyes? If it comes from this corner of the eyes, inner corner, that tears come from repentance. If the tears come from the outer corner of the eyes, that comes from ecstasy, comes from joy. We have never heard such things in any books. How to pray? Sometimes I quote Swami Vivekananda has a hard time after his father's death, no job, mother was starving, sister committed suicide, Swami Vivekananda's two brothers, and he is the eldest one. He was going to law office, trying to get a little job, running around. Then failed completely. Came to Sri Ramakrishna. Master, I cannot bear the starvation of my mother and my brother. It breaks my heart. You will have to do something for me. You do not believe in my mother. That is the reason you have problems. Swamiji is a Brahman. The Brahmas, he did not believe in personal God. He criticized. I told mother, mother told me that you do not believe in him, in her, so he cannot do anything for you. A straight answer. Then, sir, it is true I do not know your mother, but I know mother listens to you. You have to do something for me, mother. Sir, I cannot bear you. All right, today is Mother's Day, Tuesday and Saturday are the Mother's Day. You go to the temple at night. Whatever you will ask, Mother will give to you. He knew it is Shottya Sankalpa. Only truth comes from his lips. No untruth can come from the lips of Ramakrishna. No. I'll have to go. So he waited at 9 o'clock, went to the temple when nobody was there. What did he pray? You know, amazing. When you watch it, you see what Swamiji prayed. He prayed only for 5 things. Ma, Gyan Dao, Bhakti Dao, Vivek Dao, Vairagya Dao, Abad Darshan Dao. That he prayed. Mother, give me knowledge, give me devotion, give me discrimination, give me renunciation, give me uninterrupted vision. These are the 5 things he prayed. 3 times, 2 times he went, failed, 3rd time, failed, came back, sir, you did something. I could not pray. Oh no, I do not know, you go. No sir, I won't let you go. You will have to do something. all right, by mother's grace, your family will never suffer from mota bhat, mota kapur, plain food and plain clothing. Your family will never suffer. That's all. Mota bhat, mota kapur, plain food, plain clothing. Then come here. Swamiji was a great singer. So he taught him a song. Ma tvam hitara, tumi triguna dhara paratpara, durgha mete durgha hara. That song Thakur taught Swamiji. What happened? Whole night he sang that song. Toward the morning, he fell asleep on Sri Ramakrishna's floor in Dakshineswar. In the morning, some Calcutta devotees came. Hey, do you know what? Narendra Kali nene che. Narendra has admitted Kali. Do you know what? It is a great achievement for Sri Ramakrishna. Narendra Kali Meneche, who was a Brahmin. He does not believe in personal God. But now he believes in me. Why it is a great thing for Sri Ramakrishna? Do you know why? This man will carry my message. He should not be one-sided. He must carry personal God as well as non-dual Brahman, everything. How is Sri Ramakrishna trained? Look. Another day. Sri Ramakrishna asked him, read that book to me. Ashtavakra Gita, non-dual Brahman. Sir, it is. It is all heresy. I am Brahman, ghat is Brahman, utensil is Brahman, cup, plate, dish, Brahman, float, Brahman, house, Brahman. Ridiculous. Just read to me. You not have to think about it. Just read to me. He knew that he will carry this message of non-dualism to the West. Against his wish, he was asking, read this to me. Then, Swamiji was a smoker. He went outside in the veranda and criticizing Vedanta philosophy. He and Hazaras both are smoking, smoking hubble bubble. Master is telling that everything, Brahman, Brahman, Brahman. Sri Ramakrishna came out from his room in a semi-ecstatic state. Kigo, just with a finger, pushed him. Kigo, what do you say? Pass. He went home in deep intoxication. His mother saw food. He saw food is full of consciousness. How can I eat it? He was watching his mother, consciousness. Looking around, consciousness. His mother, eat! You may be possessed by a ghost. Sometimes you eat and again you stop eating. You have some disease, you go to a doctor. Mother was seated there in front of him. The son was eating. The Then he went to Cornwallis Street. He saw buses are coming, was thinking that his consciousness, Brahman, why should I move? Then he will cross the Hedua, which is now which is called Azadin Bagh. There's a iron railings are there. He is bumping his head there. Which is consciousness. 3-4 days he was in that state. And at last he believed that the teachings of the Upanishads, the sages of ancient sages of India, told the truth, experienced the truth. It is a great achievement for Sri Ramakrishna. This man will carry that message of non-dualism in the West. You know, you are talking about training, training, training. You see me at 3 o'clock. Swamiji came to Dakshineswar at 2 o'clock. He was waiting outside the temple gate. Mrs. came to see Ramakrishna there. Master Swami Narayan has come. He is outside the gate. Sri Ramakrishna went there. Master, I left a little early, but I arrived a little earlier, so I am waiting outside. You told me 3 o'clock. He was extremely truthful. You will never deviate from the truth. Sometimes he will be very much rude even. So he and Brahmananda both joined the Brahma Samaj. And they have a pledge, we shall never bow down to Hindu gods and goddesses, any idols. So one day he saw Swami Brahmananda was in the temple, bowing down. He went to Sri Ramakrishna. Thus, he pounded on him. You deviated from the truth, you sign that you shall never bow down to Hindu gods and goddesses, you bow down. Swami Brahmananda was scared of him. Those are bosom friends, you know. Scared of him, staying away from him. And Sri Ramakrishna saw him in a very... it looked not in. Rakha has a little devotion. Don't disturb him. What to do? He has a little devotion. Don't scold him anymore. He is afraid of you. So he reconciled. And that Vivekananda was lying down later, you see. How change came. Prostration in front of the Divine Mother, you know, and Kali and all these things. Later on, toward the end of his life, he used to say, he told Nivedita, that woman took advantage of my poverty and made me her slave. I hated Kali from the bottom of my heart. He was telling to Nivedita, I hated Kali and that woman took the advantage of my poverty. And made me her slave. Then later on he used to tell, you know, Master dedicated me to the mother. And in the West, it was the mother worked through me. Then a few days before his death, he told Joginma, "Ami beshi din bajbo na. Ki beti hat chhede diyeche. I shall not live anymore. That woman withdrew her hand. I don't see her anymore." he knew, today is my birthday, you make rice pudding for me. He went to jogging. I am preparing myself for that. In this book, I wrote a Bengali book, I shall never see 40. Train, how Sri Ramakrishna trained. Sometimes he was confused also. You see, when I was telling that, you know, when you will see Swamiji is lecturing in America, do you know what did he say? Some people preach religion, teach religion, but Ramakrishna, Buddha, Krishna, they can give religion. By one glance, one touch, they can change people. Religion can be given. He saw how Sri Ramakrishna gave religion. It is something tangible. It's one touch. Sir, I do not... Have you seen God? Yes. I can also show you. You have never heard such thing. Just touch Swamiji's body. The whole world began to rotate and disappear. And what are you doing? What are you doing? I have father, I have mother. I'm going home. What are you doing? What are you doing? Again, touched the chest. Again, the world came in. You know, one day, he saw the whole world disappeared and again world appeared by his touch. He was telling that who can give religion? Somebody asked Mahapurush Maharaj. I said, Sri Ramakrishna is God. One of the characteristics of God is Srishti, Sthiti, Pralaya, Karta. Srishti, creation, Sthiti, preservation, Pralaya, destruction. If you are a God, you must have these three things. Then Mahapurush Maharaj says, that Sri Ramakrishna used to do every day. He touched Swamiji, world disappeared. Touched Swamiji again, world came back. He could vanish the world at any time through Samadhi. Train. He went to fill up the form for his final law examination from the university. What am I doing? He ran from the university without submitting the filling the examination form. Came to Kashipur. Thakur at that time cancer. He's barefooted. Some of his body is covered with some straw. He told Girish, I am fighting with Maya. Either she will die or I shall die. I must kill her or she will kill me. Both cannot survive. But I was watching Narayan's face. What a power he had. Then he came. Ki tu examine divini? Will you not sit for your law examination? No. Is there any medicine that I can forget everything what I learned? In the beginning, Swamiji, Sri Ramakrishna, Swamiji, when early days, do you know what did he say to Swamiji? Sir, you are illiterate. I do not come here to learn anything from you. That's good, that's good. Rashmunir Bagan Sundar, beautiful garden. Come here. By the side of the Ganges, beautiful garden. You are an illiterate person. I did not come anything to learn from you. That's good, I'll not have to talk. And that Vivekananda came, sir, do you have any medicine? So that I can forget everything. In America, you used to say, my guru hardly could sign his name, but I am not fit to untie the shoe of his shoe. Think of that great Vivekananda. So anyhow, so you will not give examination, no? I want need because of Samadhi. তুই আগে একটা বাড়ির ব্যবস্থা করে আয়, ফার্স্ট অ্যারেঞ্জ ইউর ফ্যামিলি ম্যাটার্স, দেন স্যার ইফ আই যাই টুমারো ইউ উইল গেট টুমারো নেক্সট বিকল্প You know, when we read these things, I tell you frankly, religion becomes living to me. It is not a folklore or a story or a fiction. Religion becomes living. You know, I sometimes say, some people go to yogis, gurus, mawas. I sometimes say, mawa devotees, look, we are the richest in the spiritual realm. Behind us is 5,000 years of Vedantic tradition. Upanishad, Gita, Brahma Sutra, Shankara, Ramanuja, Madhva, all the saints, their Chaitanya, all their teachings are our property. Moreover, Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, His 16 disciples, all their spiritual experiences are our treasures, our property. So we really inherit a tremendous spiritual tradition. Do you know what M used to say? M would say, Pitar Uishwarjo Putre Pai. When your father dies, who will inherit that property? Son, daughters, children? We inherit our parents' property when they die. So Sri Ramakrishna's spiritual treasures, wealth, who will get? We shall get. What is his treasures? Gyan, Vairagya, Bhakti, Samadhi, all spiritual treasures are our property. Training is the most important thing. To cooking, you know, it takes a lot of time to cook, but eating only few minutes. Cooking, you go to the shop, as you want to make cheesecake, you buy and cheesecake, cheese, and then you read the recipe book, you follow these things and cook. Plus hours it takes to make a nice piece of cheesecake. But eating, within 5 minutes, 2-3 minutes, it is gone. So preparation in spiritual life is very important. I had a Canadian devotee. They are American but live in Canada. So both are professors in Vancouver, British Columbia in University. So she used to call me, Swami, I like to have Samadhi. Like before you want Samadhi, you need a Hridoy. When Ramakrishna was in Samadhi, somebody will have to hold him. Otherwise he will fall down and break his nose and teeth. So I told her, before you attain one Samadhi, you hire Hridoy. So somebody will come and grab you. Her husband says, Swami, I can take the job. So Nandini, be careful. You must hire Hridoy. Some people come, I watch. Swamiji is training. And you know, Swamiji, you perhaps you know a lot of things. I remember when I was in college, we Ramakrishna's Divine Play, there is one chapter is there in the volume 5, the methods of Ramakrishna's teaching, Thakurer Parikha Pranali. That I used to read. Let me see whether I passed the test or not. I was in first year college, so I used to experiment. First he used to test whether this person, this boy is truthful or not. Come and see me. Or one day he says, you come to see me on Tuesday. Sir, I cannot come that day. Can I come on Wednesday? No! My tongue says Tuesday. I cannot change my tongue. Extremely difficult. Second, he used to watch that whether this person has any love for me or not. Third, whether this person follows my instructions or not, what I say, whether that person practices or not. Fourth, he would watch the body, the physical signs, eyes, lips, then hands, finger. Sometimes he used to take the things he would weigh. If it is heavy, that means you are worldly. If it is light, that means you are spiritual. I do not know from where Sri Ramakrishna learned all these things. I read Samudrik Vidya, the phrenology and all the some of the stuff. But these things are new. He would wash the eyes. Devachakshu, Bidal Chakshu, then Brisha Chakshu, then you know, Yogi Chakshu. There are various kinds of eyes. Devachakshu is long, akarna visranta. Bidal Chakshu is some people's eyes are inside the socket. Like this, very shrewd. And some people look and sometimes seeing each other, they are very shrewd. And Yogi Chakshu, round size, it has a reddish color. Thakur knew all these things. Testing. One day he said, Swamiji, you know, you are not a dry jnani, your eyes say so, you have so much devotion. Swamiji's eyes was very protruding eyes. When you sleep, your eyelids close the eye. Swamiji's eyes are not closed. When you are sleeping, even some portion is open. Eyes are very big, protruding. Swami Premananda used to say, after Ramakrishna was passing away in Baranagar Math, he used to cry for Thakur so much, the pillow would get wet. They had to put the pillow in the sun in the morning. How much love he had for his Guru. Sometimes he used to teach through speech. Sometimes he used to teach through indifference. One day, Swamiji came. He did not see his face at all. He did not, he stopped talking. When he began to speak in front of other devotees, again Swamiji came inside the room. Immediately he turned his face. He will not sit on the stage. Narendra left, smoking hubble bubble with with Hazra. one month. He quite often he came and he showed indifference. Ashmita. He did not say a single word talking. After 1 month, he said to Swamiji, "I don't talk to you even, I do not like to see your face, still you come." "Sir, I come because I love you." Then Swamiji, Sri Ramakrishna said, "I was testing you. If other people, other disciples would be like this, they would just stop coming and would not come anymore. I was just testing you that whether you can bear this indifference or not. You are a great soul." Narendra Dhyansiddho Mahapurush. Narendra is a great soul, perfect in meditation. About food, other disciples have restriction, Narendra has no restriction. One day he took Swami Abhedananda and another disciple, went to a restaurant and ate chicken curry, came to Dakshineshwar and to Abhedananda said, "Where did you go?" "But Narendra ruined, destroyed our caste feeling." Because Hindus do not eat chicken, you know, at that time. Now they eat. "Oh, Narendra eats chicken curry. Sir, I ate forbidden meat. Don't touch me." Thakur touched him. Nothing can impure, make you impure. He's blazing fire. Even Mahamaya is afraid to go near him. That Sri Ramakrishna said. Mahamaya, from a distance, you salute him. He is such a great soul. Sri Ramakrishna tested Swamiji, Swamiji also tested Sri Ramakrishna. One day, Sri Ramakrishna went to the temple, he put a coin and put it in below his mattress. Sri Ramakrishna came, the moment he tried to sit, jole galo, burning. "Hey, there is something wrong here, I don't see." Then they lifted it and found a coin. He knew that Narendra put it there. Yes. Bajiye nibi. Whether it is a fake coin or not, we used to, tum, that means good. Dhop, that means bad. Coin, that is the way. If it is made with shisha, meaning lead, some coins, that is a fake coin. But if it is a regular coin, tum, top. Bajiye nibi. Test me as a money changer, test the coins. The way Thakur told these words, it penetrates inside. And you can visualize. "Sir, your visions, all those things are all hallucination." "What do you mean? Mother talks to me and you say hallucination." "Sir, Mathar Khyal. The head is not on." If other people will talk that, do you know what he said to Nivedita? "I fought with my guru 6 years. So I know every inch of the way, every inch of the way. I fought, whether he's a genuine guru or not." You know, Swamiji is so wonderful, I cannot tell you. I remember in Hollywood, we sister Lolita used to offer breakfast to Swamiji, and that tradition they are all still following. And when I was in Hollywood for 7 years, do you know what they offer? First, a glass of orange juice, then little cereal, then 2 pieces of toast with marmalade, then 2 fried eggs, then 2 cups of coffee, then fancy cigarette. So devotees would bring all kinds of expensive cigarette. So I had to set fire with the cigarette and put in front of the Swamiji's picture. Then one nun came and was asking me, Swami, could I have a little cigarette prasad? I said, yes, I can give you cigarette prasad, but on condition. So what is the condition? Condition is, Swamiji said, today I went home, my mother made some deer meat, I ate. I had a nice meal today. I am going to Dakshineswar and I shall meditate whole night in the Panchavati tree, under the Panchavati tree. So if you can meditate whole night, I shall give you 1 pack cigarette. You want cigarette, Prashad? A practical Vedanta Swamiji introduced, Thakur taught him. One day in Dakshineswar, Swamiji was, Sri Ramakrishna was singing, Namiruchi jivedaya vaishnavase bon, iha vina dharma nai suno sanatan. It is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, ancient Bengali, you know, 500 years old. Namiruchi, taste in God's name. Jivedaya, compassion to human beings. Vaishnava Shevan, serving the Vaishnavas, devotees. Iha vina dharma nai suno sanatan. He sanatan, Chaitanya is telling his main disciple, sanatan, there is no other religion apart from these three. Chanting God's name, compassion to people, and serving people. So the moment he says jivedaya, compassion, Sri Ramakrishna is in an ecstatic state. Compassion? Who are you to show compassion? Only God can show compassion. Jivedaya noy, that is Ramakrishna's exact word. Shivogyane jivo seva. Serve human beings as God. Not compassion to people, but serve human beings as God. That is the essence of practical Vedanta Swami Vivekananda learned from Sri Ramakrishna. He came out from the room, told other disciples, today I learned something which I shall, if Lord wills, I shall demonstrate this teaching of the Master to the world. That is practical Vedanta. Serve human beings as God. Hey, last weekend, we have one Swami, Santatmananda, gave a lecture. He was talking about practical Vedanta. You see, these things you must know, that we had a Swami, he was a very learned man. Previously, his name was Rajendranath Ghosh, very scholarly. He later became our monk. In old age, he became a monk. He had a problem. Problem is, if you believe that you are the Atman, Brahman, then there is no work for you. Nishkarma Siddhi. You cannot work if you think you are the Atman, because there is no action in the Atman. And Ramakrishna Mission monks work. At the same time they say, I am the Atman. Work, always remember, do you know what work means? Three things. Avidya, kama, karma. Why do you work? Because you have desire. Why do you have desire? Because you have ignorance. All these billions of people, including you, including me, we work. The three things are there. Avidya, kama, karma. Avidya, kama, karma. All of us are rotating in these three places. No escape. All people work to fulfill the desire, and desire comes from ignorance. That is the quintessence of Shankara Vedanta. So you are working means you are in the realm of ignorance. Maya. So this is the problem, monastic problem. One of my friends was in training center with me. He could not reconcile. He left the order and died in the Himalayas. I knew him from 1959. After Brahmacharya, 66, we had Brahmacharya together. He left. Hey, Ramakrishna Mission, they work. I do not want to work. So this Swami has this Rajan Ghosh has that problem. So he went to Premeshananda. So Premeshanandaji told him, this is a problem to you? Yes. My goodness. It is no problem at all. What do you mean? You know Vedanta very well. There are great four Vedic dictums in Vedanta. Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. Tattvamasi, thou art that, you are Brahman. I am Atma Brahma, this Atman is Brahman. And Prajnanam Brahma, consciousness is Brahman. These are the four great Vedic dictums in four Vedas. So, when you close your eyes, you say, I am Brahman. And when you open your eyes, you say, you are Brahman too. Thou art that. All Mahavakyas are same, this scholar knows. All four Vedic dictums mean the same thing. Words are different. So, Aham Brahmasmi, when you close your eyes, you say, I am Brahman. When you see others, say Tattvamasi, you are also Brahman. So Ramakrishna monks serve human beings as God. A Brahman is serving Brahman. He is not serving a man, he is serving Brahman. Brahmarpanam, Brahmahavir, Brahmagnav, Brahmanautam, Brahmaivatena Gantaibyam, Brahmakarma Samadhina. Everything is Brahman. So what is wrong? So he said, my goodness, I never saw that way. Then you give me sannyas. Well, I cannot give you sannyas. You go to Swami Virajananda. He is the president of the order, he will give you sannyas. And he gave him sannyas. Swamiji said, Sri Ramakrishna could take a human mind and squeeze it like the dough, like clay, and can give any shape he can die. That was Sri Ramakrishna. Thakur was telling Swami Brahmananda, you know, you must sit every day. My guru, Totapuri, told me, Lota, that brass pot, if you clean every day, it will shine like gold. If you do not clean, stain will come. So like that, if any juice comes in your mind, if you clean every day, it will be dazzled. You know, it will be very clean, shine. So meditate every day. How Thakur say, my guru said this to me, I am telling to you. But he told his guru, but if the pot is made of gold, the guru would not answer, I am that gold. I don't need to clean every day, I am ever pure. Then one day, Swami Brahmananda found a coin on the street, money, and gave to a beggar. And came to Sri Ramakrishna and said, Master, I did these things. Bears scolding? Why did you do that? Sir, I didn't do anything wrong. I found a coin on the street and gave to a beggar. No! Do you know what is his argument? Tui maach khabi na, maacher bazare jabi keno. If you do not eat fish, why will you go to the fish market? You must have some secret desire, hidden desire. It is not easy to become a disciple of Ramakrishna. Very hard task, Master. Lachu Maharaj. One in the evening, he fell asleep. What? Evening is for meditation, you are sleeping? I don't need you, you go. Sir, give me another. No! You go. Sir. Then Swamiji intervened and then stayed. He took a vow, I shall not sleep anymore at night in my life. I wrote in that book how 3 months that boy struggled. And he conquered sleep. Never slept. Even toward the end of his life, covered his body with a chadar, he will not sleep at night. How Sri Ramakrishna trained his disciples. What happened when after Samadhi, how did you, I saw Master in, Swami Brahmananda used to say, I saw Master in Samadhi many times a day. Sometimes before he could come back from Samadhi, do you know what he would do? Do you know what that means? He's trying to bring his mind in the physical plane by rubbing so that he can have some body consciousness. These things, you know, we when we read these things, we catch, my goodness, why do you are? You know, he's amazing, this people. If there are 2-3 signs whether you are spiritual or not, lack of body consciousness, lack of selfishness, and forgetting the time and the space. This is when Swamiji in Belur Math used to ask his attendant, hey, did I eat all right? How many pieces of bread I have taken? You will have to tell him, he has no body consciousness. He is eating, he does not know what he is doing. You know, these things tell us what is called the spiritual life. This type of things, I read so many books, these type of things, practical. come. So vivid, I cannot tell you. If this book is nothing, but for each disciple will be a book like this. This book is the highlights of those 16 monastic disciples. Do you know what I did? I know from the birth of death of these 16 people. Every event I know. From birth to death of 16 people. Same thing about those 31 householder disciples. Nandini, you do not have the latest Ramakrishna, they lived with God. Do you have? The one I saw in my room, that one is the old edition.
No, I think we did have one.
Also.
And
third,
have.
One? Third one?
I think
third one?
Yes. Right here.
Oh, then, yeah.
No, next one. Next one.
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
Yes.
This one is the latest. But that one, the first one, was published by British publisher, American publisher, Indian publisher, simultaneously.
Oh.
Three publishers. So we had only American market, and British publisher had the Commonwealth market, and Indian publisher had the Indian market. So this one too, I broke that book and added three more.
Yes,
Maharaj. And then I remember the giant did discover. I saw that girl came early in the morning. Eyes are red. My graphic artist in Kansas City. This is your day. All these photographs we put it there. Each person. I was watching her eyes read. Whole night didn't sleep. Made this cover. Jacket. This is your day. Maharaj is so. I shall stop. If I wish, you can ask me questions. If you ask, please ask me questions.
Maharaj, what are the latest books that you are working on?
Holy Mother. On Holy Mother.
That's the only one, or you are
on Mahapurush Maharaj's Sriti Katha also, I collected now, I did not, and now my whole mind is on Holy Mother. Now somebody is asking me to write an article. So many articles are they are asking me to write. I have no time.
And this is in English, right?
English and Bengali both. You know, these people make me understand that religion is really something. There is tremendous joy inside. Hey, Swami Vigyanananda used to say, Anande Phuti Phata. Do you know what that means? In our part of the country, there is one kind of melon which grow on the sand banks of the river. When they ripe, they crack. You see, have you seen pomegranate? When they ripe, did you see how they crack and all the red things come? Like that, when it ripes, it cracks. But that I saw in Sri Ramakrishna. In Samadhi, so much joy on the face, as if his face will crack. Face will crack. That I saw in Sri Ramakrishna. Anande. Phuti Phata. Phuti means melon. Phata means crack. Cracked melon. Anande. So much bliss inside.
Maharaj, what is motivating you to
to write a biography of Holy Mother rather than just telling people to read Swami Nikhilananda's?
There are three English biographies of the Mother. First one was written by Swami Tapasyananda in 1940. He does not know Bengali at all. He got some information and put them together. Then in 1953, during Holy Mother centenary time, I remember I was a volunteer at that time. I was in 10th grade in a school. Gombhiranand wrote a biography in Bengali that he translated into English. That translation is not very good, but that Bengali book is very good. A lot of information. And I was with Gombhiranandaji for 6 years. One day I asked him, Maharaj, the materials you collected, what happened to those materials? Well, when the book was published, you know, all are gone. At that time, many disciples of Mother were alive. Easily those things could be preserved, you know. Then, in 1962, Swami Nikhilananda wrote Mother's biography. That's for the Westerners. It's very important. He's a wonderful writer. So his book was there. After 62, now how many years? Nearly 50 years passed, almost 50 years. So many new information have come out about Mother. Several biographies. Then I worked on book Matri Darshan, 47 Reminiscences of Holy Mother. Then Purnatmananda collected and edited. Four volumes are Sri Sri Mayer Padaprante, at the foot of the Holy Mother. And many other information came out, so then the biography should be updated. But my biography will be a different kind of biography. You will get so many detailed information which you have not seen any other book. And sometimes, I shall tell you tomorrow, I brought one chapter with me, Untold Stories in Jayarambhati. What I did, these descriptions and this and that, is some biographers, they paraphrased. Suppose your story, big story, I said, made it very short and then put it there. I did not do that. Because I am not concerned about, if the book becomes very big, I don't mind at all. If it becomes 1,000 pages also, I won't mind. I am now nearly 800-900 pages so far I have come. My typed. Typed 800-900 means when you typeset it, it becomes half. And then I shall give a lot of pictures. I have some pictures that bamboo curtain in front of the Nawad. All those things I have. I shall reproduce those things. And I shall take 100 years back through the photograph. With Ramakrishnanji divine play, 108 photographs I gave there, so that you can see Master's life.
How did you get the bamboo curtain? Even though we didn't see it.
I got somewhere. Some archives, Bellwood archives I got, I think. It would be, I have good feeling inside, so it would be very good book, I know. You will see her travel account, which path she is traveling, in details. Do you have a copy of Jadevi Sasharada, my Bengali book?
No.
Oh my goodness, you will have to call it from Udbodhan. My articles on mother.
Well, this time when we go to India, we will get in touch with you, get the whole list of books for us. We don't have that.
If you make a central list, we can bring in parts.
Huh?
If you make a list, we can bring in parts, because many of us go there. So you don't have to get
if you open our website, vedantastl.org, there we wouldn't put all the list of all my English books, all my Bengali books.
Oh, okay.
So at a glance you can see what are the books I have worked on. The entire list of all the English books, all the Bengali books, what are the lectures I have given, nearly 1100 lectures. All those lists are there. How many are available in video or CD or DVD, all those things are there. Classes.
You must be tired, Maharaj. That's a lot of writing.
For that reason, I don't know, Nandini and Tirthankar were requesting for a long time, you must come to Ayodhya. For the reason I generally, if I get invitation, I don't go too many places.
We are so fortunate. We have been trying to get him to Dallas for how many years, Tirthankar?
12 years.
But we are so fortunate Maharaj came here.
He didn't go to Dallas.
No.
Couple of times I went to Houston.
Yes, Maharaj.
We have met you in Houston, Maharaj.
We were there.
This is a miracle. This is no short of a miracle that you came here.
I want to hide. Because you know, this type of work needs undisturbed time. You know. Sometimes I get pain when the mind is ready to write, you know. All thoughts, everything is there. I cannot write. I have to prepare lecture, I have to prepare classes. It bothers me a lot. That is the reason I go to Laguna Beach in the cottage. Nobody disturbs me. I cook my own food at night time. And then whole day writing. The computer, the setup I have here in St. Louis, same setup in Laguna. I only take my flash drives and just put it there, just to start work next day. But anyhow, it is a really, a computer is a great boon, I tell you. I don't know how in olden days, how people could write, you know, with long hands. Also, I used to do that. I remember one Swami gave me a portable Smith Corona typewriter, manual. That was a great asset for me. I used to type and prepare the manuscript. And then when I came to Hollywood, I went to Hollywood Boulevard and bought one Olympia German typewriter, manual. So at the end of the day, this thumb was painful. Did you see a manual typewriter?
Yeah, yeah.
So I saw my both thumbs are in pain. Yeah. Then one nun says, Swami, why should you should have an electric typewriter? I told him, you know, I am not a fast typist. My method is hunt and press. Hunt the type and press. Hunt and press. That is my typing. Hunt and press. Then, now I am not a fast typist, but now hands move very freely. Then I have an electric typewriter. When I came and it was Christmas time, some I bought. Then, in 1988 or 89, George was telling me, Swami, you should have a computer. So I had WordPerfect. That. Then in 1995, George says, Swami, we have all window, you will have to come to window. So I went to window. And now I have Microsoft 7, that module I have. So I learned. But really, it is a great boon. You can change, you can do, you can cut, you can paste. Yes. It is really a great boon. In other words, so fast you can get. I have three secretaries. First secretary, my goodness, she can type 110 words per minute. She died. Second secretary, Irene will type. She's a perfectionist. If there is one mistake, she will retype the whole page again. Irene, just put some white. No, Swami. I'm a very good secretary. I cannot put white. It is below my dignity. Elderly woman, what shall I do? I cannot fight with her. Then my next typist, next secretary, Mary Butler, rich woman, does not know anything. Now she started learning typing, what is called the computer. Went to a school or anyhow, she learned and she would make a lot of mistakes. Later on she retired, then another secretary has come. This secretary is very expert, very good. But I do not care, need the secretary, all thing I do by myself, so secretary's work is less. And the email, you know, it is a great boon. Correspondence, just 2-3 words, sentences. Secretary's work, secretary is ideal. I cannot give work to her. So that is great. You ask them questions, I only talk me.
Would you please tell them the name of mother's book that you are thinking?
The name of the mother's book? Sri Sharada Devi and her divine play. Just Sri Ramakrishna and her divine, and his divine play. Sri Sharada Devi and her divine play. That then, all of a sudden, I was thinking, what title shall I give? Nikhilananda, Holy Mother. Gombirananda, Holy Mother, Sri Sharada Devi. Another, Sri Sharada Devi, Holy Mother. They are jumping here and there. I am a lover of new. I want to do something which gives me joy. And it's for the reason when some people ask me, Swami, could you write it? I said, do you get Udbudhan magazine? No.
We used to,
but not anymore. We have to renew the subscription.
You missed one. Next time when you go, you buy one copy, 175th anniversary of Sri Ramakrishna, Udbudhan special issue.
Oh,
there I wrote an article. Ekti kalponik shakhatkar. An imaginary interview. I interviewed Ramakrishna. And I became a sangbadik. Sangbadik means?
Reporter.
Sir, I did not bring my magazine, otherwise I would tell you that the story is so funny. Sir, your 175th anniversary, in that connection we want to interview you to publish your talk in our magazine. You are very famous, world famous now. I am the reporter, I am telling Sri Ramakrishna. We like to know about yourself. Could you tell us something about your personal life? Well, personal life. I am Gadadhar Chattopadhyay, born in Kamarpukur. My father was Khudiram, mother Chandramani, this. I did not go to school, drop out. Came to Calcutta with my brother. Then I became a priest of the Kali temple. This is good. Sir, we heard that you did a lot of sadhana and spiritual disciplines. We like to know about it. Oh, read that thing which Sharat wrote about it in the Lila Pushpa. But one thing I shall tell you. A woman really helped me. When I had samadhi, all these visions, Mathur engaged all big doctors, and this Ayurvedic doctor gave Madhyam Narayan and Vishnu Tail, that those oil, very cold, those were crazy, they put on their head. That Ayurvedic oil, gallons of Ayurvedic oil went on my head and on my navel to cool my system down, but it did not cure. Then they thought that I am practicing too much brahmacharya, they took me to a prostitute to check my there I went into samadhi. Seeing that woman. But really one woman helped me. She was Bhairavi Brahman. She brought all these scholars and debated and proved me that I am an avatar. I really indebted to that woman. Sir, we really like to know about your... I heard that you, though you are a Paramahansa, but we heard that you got married. I would like to hear about your married life. Oh, you want to know my marriage? I got a wonderful wife. You know, well, Swami Thakur married Holy Mother. Holy Mother was 5 years old. And Sri Ramakrishna was 24. It is kind of betrothal. When she became 18, at that time she came to stay with Sri Ramakrishna. So, but you know, my wife is so wonderful. She never bothered me with gadi, badi, shadi. Gadi means car, badi means home, and shadi means beautiful cloth. She never bothered me. And not only that, she never even wrote a letter to me. Then I wrote that in ancient olden days, how the wife would write a letter to husband. Do you know how they would write a letter to the husband? Sri, if you do not know Bengali, you will not. Sri Charan Prahasi Shara Dibanishi Darshana Piyasi Dasi. Sri Charan Prayasi, I am coveting your 2 feet. Shara Dibanishi, day and night. Darshana Piyasi, want to see you. Dasi, your maid servant. That is the way the girls used to write their husband. People read that. After writing the letter, uncle, please put me this letter, this article in my pseudonym, you know. The editor said, no, your name is very good. Then, married life. But you know, you sangbadik, you people, men nowadays neglect their women, wives. You think women are second-class citizens. But I worship my wife. But sir, what kind of this? Generally in Shotir Poti Devota, husband is the god to the married woman. And you married you being a husband, you worship your wife. What is this? Oh, Sangbadik, you people won't understand this. It is a mystery. There is a great mystery there. Then she explained what is the mystery, you know, that Sri Ramakrishna Sholashi Puja. I wrote something about that. Then it went on and on and on. See, interview after interview, that what about, what kind of disciples? Oh, my disciples are very good. Narendra used to think that I am illiterate, but I told him that I know how to write the alphabet. I know how to write ka, kha, ga, gha. But he thought that I am unlettered, illiterate. I told that I know alphabet, I know how to read and how to write. The way I wrote in a funny way. I read that thing in Toronto last year. They gave me a tape. What I said, perhaps you can have a copy of that tape. It is hilarious. Then what happened? Sir, it is the Brahmas who priest you, make people know about you. It is true, Brahmas did a good job. Keshav Sen took me to his home. He took me to his shrine and closed the door and worshipped my feet, so that other people will not be able to know, otherwise he cannot hold the group. Then, what about your disciples? They are all good boys, you know. In Narendra, all these boys are very good. Then, another funny thing I wrote, that sir, do you like to hear that how modern writers are? But then he said, "Ha! Bengalis, Indian people, they do not care for me. Look at the West. Max Muller wrote biography for me. Then Romarola, Christopher Isherwood, all big, big, famous writers. They wrote about me, and they Bengalis. Sir, you should not say that. Our Achinto Sengupta, the famous novelist in Bengal, he wrote Parampurush Sri Ramakrishna 4 volumes about you. Oh, Amar Achinto. So money making business, you do not know. I have a good name in the market, so they want to write anything you write about Ramakrishna, it sells like hotcake in Bengal. They are making money. Sir Achinto Sengupta, do you know what people say? Thakur ke tomake chinto, jodi na chena to achinto. Achinto Sengupta, I know, in 1950s, his book was going into the marriage ceremonies. Anybody buys a copy, you know, the new bride, hey, this is Achinto Sengupta's book. When Ramakrishna, Parampurush Ramakrishna only would be given to the married couple. And those newly married girls, do you think they read about me? They put my books in the safe and they closed, they locked it. Why do you not trust these young girls? I wrote in a very funny way. That the newly bride says, and they never read my books. They generally, gift, gift, gift. They put it there and they lock it. Then he said, sir, in 1982, when Gospel of Kathamrita, that what is called, the copyright was over. Bishwam in Calcutta. 7 or 8 publishers are publishing the same book with a cheaper rate. Kathamrita, 5 volumes. Because M died in 1932. In 1982, within 50 years, that is the copyright law, you cannot publish that book. So various publishers published that book. Yes, yes, nowadays people are reading about me. But you know, the Bengalis are no good. They talk too much. then he said, "Sir, if you do not mind, I shall tell a famous Bengali writer wrote about you. Do you like to hear?" "Oh, yes, yes, I like to hear what other people say about me." Listen, there's a funny story. A man named Noni Gopal. There are 2 Noni Gopals in Calcutta. So one Noni Gopal is supposed to die, but the messenger came from heaven, he took another Noni Gopal. But that person is supposed to die. This person's soul has been taken away to the heaven. Then they checked the ledger and found the account. "Harry, you brought a wrong person. That person is supposed to die." Then the Noni Gopal says, "Sir, when you brought me by mistake, you should give me a guided tour. I like to see what you I like to see what is going on in heaven. Please give me a guided tour." So the Lord sent him a guided tour. He went through. He found Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, famous novelist, met Sri Ramakrishna, is writing with great attention. Bankim Chandra's name is Sahitya Samrat. He's the emperor of Bengali literature. He is Sahitya Samrat. "What are you writing?" "Well, nowadays people are getting Academy Prize and Nobel Prize, this and that. I'm writing a book so that I can have a prize." Oh, sir, don't write. You are the Sahitya Samrat. You are the emperor. You should not come down to the modern writers. They are all thieves. They take others' ideas and write something and publish a book. That is the way they are getting prizes. You are the Samrat, emperor. You should not come to these cheap writers. Their writings, there is no originality, all thieves. They steal others' ideas and thoughts and put them together." "You are right." He stopped writing. Then a little farther he saw Sharat Chandra Chatterjee is counting money. He is a famous novelist. And most of his books have come into the movies. Have you seen Devdas that in the Hindi movie? Oh, Sharat Chandra Chatterjee. "Well, counting money." "Well, what is the matter?" "His name is Katha Shilpi." "Well, I am counting that how much money I made from the movies, that I am counting in heaven." Then he found Rabindranath Tagore. "Noni Gopal, what is the matter? Now Calcutta people are cursing me all the time." "Well, what happened?" "They are playing Rabindra Sangeet day and night through loudspeaker. People cannot get sleep. They are all..." "People Calcutta in the festival time, if you go, your eardrum will burst." "Well, what is the matter? People are all cursing me." "Hey, Kobi Guru." His name is Kobi Guru. Guru among the Kobis. "Do not worry. Calcutta Corporation made a law. After 10 o'clock, there should not be any loudspeaker." "Oh, you saved me. People will not curse me anymore. Anyhow, they try to control these people." Then he went further and found Sri Ramakrishna was reading. "Hey, Thakur, all through your life you hated this book learning and now you are reading." book learning you hated all through your life, now you are reading, what is the matter? Noni Gopal? Nowadays people are making business out of me. They are making money. They are writing the things which I have not said, that those things are also they are putting into my mouth. And some are, I talked in Cholti Bhasha, I mean colloquial language, and now they're putting my words into Sadhu Bhasha, chaste language. So I'm checking. Kunta Amar or Kunta Oi Shalader. What are my own words or what are those rascals? But I'm checking. I wrote Kotav. I think printed it has come to 10 or 12 pages, you know, because it is a long interview. I bombarded on Ramakrishna. Ekti kalponik shakhatkar and imaginary interview. It is in Bengali.
So you have to learn Bengali.
I translated in English that they are, but you will not get the taste, you know, the funny
someone
expression.
Reads it, then I can understand.
All right, Sabha is over, 12:30. So funny, eh? Very interesting.